Okay, we'll go ahead and get this call kicked off. This is the Confidence Celebration to wrap up our 5-day Transform Fear into Confidence Challenge in our Consciouspreneur Club on Facebook. And I just want to say, like, words literally cannot express how amazing and inspiring it was to watch all of you really embrace this challenge, to take it head on. I love seeing all the videos of the feedback, takeaways, how this information was impacting your life, and most importantly, how are you committed to utilizing and integrating these concepts and perspectives into your life to start getting instant results. And what's really great about the content of this challenge and really the philosophy that I bring behind my work in general when I work with clients, either one-on-one or in a group, it is all about bringing you information that as soon as you hear it, you can feel a shift in your life. You can instantly start to apply it. You can instantly start to integrate it. And that's one thing that I wanted to talk to you about today is the difference between gaining information, acquiring information, and then actually integrating and utilizing the information that we come across. So as you start to hear these concepts, these different perspectives, as you start to hear them and you have that, aha, oh, I get it, you know, that instant click, that instant shift that happens, that is, it's called a realization. The realization process is instantaneous. Within moments, you can feel the shift that has happened because of that realization. But what follows the realization is a process called integration. Integration is not instantaneous. It takes a while to really integrate these concepts into your life and to be able to embody them and live them out loud and embrace them with everything that you do. So you'll hear me say all the time, over and over again, this is not about getting it all right at one shot. This is about missing the mark over and over and over again. And along the way, as you miss the mark, you'll learn such valuable information. You'll learn so much about how to adjust yourself, your actions, your mindset, and be able to make those tweaks as you move forward and further integrate into your journey. So often we get the realization, we get the concept, and then we go right back into life as we know it. And then we catch ourselves after the fact, you know, thinking not so great thoughts or not taking action and getting back into a state of analysis paralysis or allowing that desire to have things perfect precede your ability to take action on what it is that you've already created. And when these things happen, we can often be really hard on ourselves or beat ourselves up a little bit. It's like, oh, I already know this. Why do I keep tripping over this? And part of the reason that you keep tripping over it is because you are so bothered by the fact that you're tripping over it. And when we can really embrace that philosophy, I'm going to have to make a meme that says, he who is most relaxed wins. And sorry, boys, it does include you as well, but there's something about really speaking to the woman and giving women permission to relax, I think is really important. But the guys, I work with plenty of you, and you have a whole another level of really holding yourself up to a high level of standard and really putting the pressure on you to get things right. And what I would like to do is help to alleviate some of that pressure. You know, we went through all of these concepts. I'm going to touch on all of them again today just to really, you know, hit home with them, tie them all together, and take them to the next level. But as you do this, give yourself permission to be in process. Embrace the fact that as of right now, you are declaring that you are living into a fuller expression of yourself, a more authentic expression of who you are, and a deeper level of connection with your inner self. And since you're in process of doing this, it doesn't mean that snap your fingers, everything's going to change right in that instant. But what it does mean is that you're committed to this journey. You're committed to this path, and that you are always in process, always moving forward. We often think that things happen in our life to cause us to be step back or to take some back steps or backtrack. In truth, life is always, always pushing us and propelling us forward. It is only our mind trip up on that journey and make it seem like we're reliving the past over and over again. And that happens not because life brings us the same thing over and over again, but because we keep looking at what is unfolding in front of us, this fresh, new start, which happens in every day, in every hour, in every moment, in every second. It is a constant unfolding of something new. And when we keep looking to the past, what happened before? How did I feel about what happened before? How did what I do affect? What kind of results did I get? And especially if they're not the results that we really desired or wanted to live out, we can unknowingly put that filter in place in the now. And as the new is unfolding in front of us, we will mistake it as reliving the past and recreating the past. We go back to our old habits of thinking. We default to that subconscious programming that we talked about when we were creating that clarity and really shifting our beliefs on day 4 of the challenge. We default to our old way of thinking, old way of seeing the world. And when we can catch ourselves in those moments and claim and declare right now, I have the power to make a different choice. Right now, I can decide to move forward in a different direction in my life. I can take these steps. I can make these commitments. I can align myself with this community, these people, these programs, these opportunities that are going to support that journey. And one of the things that I had really inspired me to create the Consciouspreneur Club was that to give you a fresh environment, somewhere that you can come in with a clean slate and practice and put what you want to do to the test. And gather that feedback, get that support, get that validation that you're looking for so that you can build enough evidence, have enough belief cultivated within yourself, and develop the habit of turning to yourself and really being able to anchor into your self-love, have it fuel the way to having a really unshakable level of self-trust. And when you get into that level of self-trust, that is what skyrockets confidence. And confidence is absolutely the deciding factor on if you take action or if you don't. And when we keep looking to the past and what happened before and holding on to a fear of not creating something new, but instead reliving what we did in the past, not getting results again, or, again, just repeating those same results from the past, it can stop us in our tracks. And we can definitely get frozen in this feeling of needing to be perfect and know that everything is just right before we take that step forward. And if you take anything away from this challenge and from this call today, I really want you to embrace the fact that it is a choice. In any moment, you can decide, do I keep moving forward like I always have, or do I embrace something and take a leap of faith and trust myself like never before, stretch myself like never before, and really embrace this opportunity, especially if the opportunity is really in alignment with what you feel resonating at the core of your being. Your body is telling you everything. Your body is guiding the way. But if we don't know how to interpret those signals that the body is sending us through the physical sensations in our body, through that just sense, that feeling, that knowingness, or even through the thoughts that we are hearing going on inside of ourselves, then we can mistake that as a sign that it's time to hold back, it's time to stay where it's safe and put it off until another day. And we can begin to negotiate within ourselves and rationalize a version of our future self that will have more time, more energy, more resources, and be more equipped to take on that endeavor instead of just going forward now. And this is like the catch-22 of the situation. The longer that you sit and wait, the longer life waits with you. The longer that you sit and wait to feel like you have it right, to know that you're fully equipped, to gather all of that information and carry it around with you. You know that when you gather around lots of great information, but you don't implement it, you don't utilize it in your life, it becomes baggage. And it can begin to weigh you down. It can weigh your spirit down. It can weigh your heart down. And you can begin to confuse inside of yourself that you just don't have what it takes. Maybe I'm not cut out to run a business. Maybe I'm just not a sales person. I'm not really like a business person. The aspect of running a business doesn't make my heart sing. If you can relate to any of those things, welcome to the club, first of all, because I've had points in my life and during my career that I felt that same way. Maybe I just don't have what it takes. I know I'm great at doing massage, which is where my journey started as an entrepreneur. I know I'm great at doing massage, but as far as marketing, to help asking people to invest in my services, you know, selling myself, I felt extremely uncomfortable. I felt very inadequate, and I felt just fake. And I would try to implement and replicate the things that I saw other people doing. And because I couldn't pour all of myself into it, because I wasn't extremely proud of what I was creating, because I didn't trust myself enough to know that I couldn't say the wrong thing to the right person or the right thing to the wrong person, because I hadn't cultivated this connection with my inner self and really learned how to trust myself, and because I wasn't taking the action that activated all the resources that lie within me and around me that are just waiting to come into my life, everything would just stay on pause. And not much would change. And I spent prolonged periods of time of just reliving my past over and over again, having every day, every week, almost like every hour of my life, feeling like I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. I didn't know if I was going to have enough income. I didn't know if I was going to attract the clients. I didn't know if this was really going to work. Could I do it? And it took me hitting my 7th year in business and having my baby girl be 5 months old before I realized, wait a second, I'm no longer trying to do this. I am doing this. And not only am I doing it, but I have been doing it all along. Each of you that are listening to this, you have been doing it all along. You've just been judging where you think you should be by now. You've been judging what results you should have established by now. So we get caught up in this time frame, in this idea that things should unfold in a certain way, in a certain time frame. This is one of the ways, like we talked about in getting out of our own way and really connecting to the ideal person and figuring out and being able to ask them, what is it that they really want? What is it that they're really challenged by? This is just another way that we get in our own way. We sit back and we judge what is happening, and we judge what time frame it should all be unfolding. But I have a secret that I'm going to share with you on the call today. And that secret is that this world that surrounds you, I mean, just take a moment, look around the physical space that you're in right now. Take a moment within your mind and think about the life that you know as you know it to be. All of it is unfolding for you. The sun rises every day for you. You wake up every morning to live out what you came here to do. You have your inner self, your soul, your heart, your inner child, your inner self, and you have your outer self. Your outer self is the one that experiences this physical material world. Your inner self is the one that chose your outer self to live through in this life. You came here with these seeds of desire planted in your heart. You came here with these callings, with these passions, with these gifts, and you came here for a very specific reason. And all of life around you is unfolding like a journey, like a path right before your eyes, guiding you on each step of the way so that you can live out the fullest expression that you came here to live out, so that you can help as many people overcome the same challenges that you have faced in your life. You faced them. You went through them. You triumphed. You prevailed. You are still going through them, and you're still succeeding at them so that you can link arms with other people and help them with their journey. It's an amazing, beautiful cycle. It's an intricate tapestry that we are all woven together to come here and co-create together and to live out this life as we know it together. But you were born, you came here with the callings in your heart. You are fully equipped, and life is eager to meet you. But it will also be patient. Just like that patient, loving parent that I tell you to be to your own heart, life is that patient, loving parent with you. And life says, I know you want it all right now, but I also know that if I give it to you all right now, you're going to continue the way that you've been living life up to this point. And I love you too much to hand over everything to you to have you end up in the same place or in a worse place. And I will not hand it over to you until I know that you are ready, inside and out, to take it and to embrace it and to be a good steward of it. That's how I look at entrepreneurship. I don't look at it as business ownership. I own this business, this shingle that I hang up, this space that I create online. That is not what owning a business is about. Business ownership is a business stewardship. It is about you being a good steward of the gifts and the callings that have come to you. It is about business ownership, taking ownership and owning what you create and what you put out there to the world. Owning what action you take, owning what action you don't take. And again, like that loving, kind, patient parent, life will sit there and wait, patiently wait for you to mature, for you to recognize, I can do this. And we can take this back. We can take it out of the business world and let's take it back to our life. You know, at 5 years old, it looks really cool to drive a car. But our parents, no matter how much we are excited about it and how much we're convinced that we can do it, our parents will not give us the keys to that car until we are mature enough. Until we are responsible enough, until we show that we have the habits in place that can really support being a good steward of what that responsibility is. And again, you've done nothing wrong on your journey. In fact, every step that you took was you were strategically guided to take, regardless if you are consciously aware of that or not, because all of it is your training ground. All of it is your opportunity to cultivate that belief within yourself, to mature you to the point that you know you can take those keys and start the car and navigate your journey on your own. Life will patiently sit here and wait until you take action. When you take action, magic happens. And I dare say it doesn't even matter what action you take. It is a faithful, serviceful, detached action that activates within you and around you everything that you require for your journey. And life will sit there and wait, holding all of that in reserve, chomping at the bit, eager, excited, because life knows how excited you're going to be, how fulfilled you're going to be, how many lives you're going to touch and powerfully affect. Life knows that. And life also knows what a big responsibility it is. You have to show up consistently. You have to follow through consistently. But when you're forcing yourself to do those things in order to get to an end result, you can only get so excited. And your inner self can only get so excited because your inner self didn't come here just to crunch numbers and make spreadsheets and send out emails. Your inner self came here to be fully expressed, to play, to connect deeply, and to greatly serve other people and yourself. So we have to cultivate that within ourselves and in our relationship with ourselves, and we have to pour that into the work that we do. And when we're trying to just replicate what somebody else did by looking at the outward actions and then put those outward actions in place in our life while we still have all that internal stuff going on that we haven't addressed, we're not going to get the same results. The only way that those actions bring results is if your inner self is in alignment with your prosperity. If your inner self is aligned with your value, if your inner self is aligned with being open to receiving, if you don't have those fundamental unseen elements in place, all that doing stuff in the world will only bring you limited results. And even if you can build some pretty significant results, if you're not on a solid foundation, if you don't have that solid relationship built with your inner self, if you don't have the solid habit of following through and a system in place to allow your flow to go, you won't have the stability to be able to grow with to the point that you desire and beyond. So we have to have that solid foundation of self-love, self-connectedness, self-trust. We have to have that solid foundation of the basic habits of being able to show up consistently and follow through. And again, if you're in this push-pull relationship with your inner self, you might be able to take some steps forward, but you're going to find yourself backsliding over and over and over again. And if you can relate to what I'm saying, if you are tired of always having this desire but not really living into it, if you're tired of knowing that you're capable of so much more and witnessing the results that other people are getting and just not experiencing it in your own life, this is where the journey begins. And I know because I lived it, and you don't have to wait till you're 7 years into your practice to start to see your life as a success. I dare say you make the choice to see your life as a success starting right now, and you put that next foot forward, declaring that the next step is a success as well. And you dare to take away your self-judgment, and you dare to allow life to unfold exactly how it wants to unfold for you. The more that you can get out of your own way, and actually it's not even about getting out of your own way, because that's still pushing a part of you out of the equation. I want you to infuse yourself fully. I want you to fully immerse yourself in everything that you do in your business. Pour your heart into all of it, and people will feel the difference. And again, if you have that structure, if you have that foundation, if you have those, people talk about boundaries a lot, if you have those boundaries in place, and I'm not talking about boundaries that keep you safe and keep other people out. I'm talking about pillars of foundation that rise up beneath you to give you that stable, unshakable foundation to stand on. And I'm not talking about structure that means you have to bend and fold yourself to fit inside some rigid structure. I'm talking about those pillars of foundation and the flexible, organic, natural structure that is just like your guidelines for how you're going to flow people through your practice and through your services. Having that channel that you know what the first step is, what the next step is, that you know that you can guide them from start to finish, from first conversation of what is it that you really want, to end conversation of let's reflect over everything that you've accomplished during our time together. When you know without a doubt that that structure is in place, you have that game plan, and you know that that game plan is authentic and true to your heart and comes from a place of authentic service and really is the best of what you have to offer out there in a way that really maximizes the value that you bring to the table of just intrinsically, divinely, perfectly being you, and couples that with the value of the services that you have to offer. And let's compound that even further to include the value of the client that is honored to work with and that you are honored to work with. When you can encapsulate the value of yourself, your services, and your client and potential clients, if you can encapsulate that in everything that you do, try to stop yourself from telling people about what you do. When you're in that space, you can't stop yourself. You're proud to let people know what you do. You're not afraid that you're going to be bothersome because you know on a deeper level, not just the service level of what you know is possible, but you know to the core of your being that every move that you make is from this heart-centered space, it's from this authentic space, and from this place of knowing and having the awareness that every move that you make impacts a bigger picture beyond yourself and the person that you're serving, but really impacts the world as a whole. When you can align yourself and have that structure in place, you know what you're going to say when you open your mouth. You know what you're going to say whenever somebody says, how can I work with you? Tell me more about how you help people get those results. When you know what you're going to say to invite them into a conversation that can lead to them making that decision on if they want to say yes to their dreams or not. When you can shift out of realizing they're not hiring you for your time or any of the elements that you bring to the table. They hire you for that end result. And when you can get them aligned with the fact that you can help to bring them to that end result, it's a total and complete game changer. You move out of having to convince people and into just supporting them to saying yes to themselves by working with you. You get out of the place of people rejecting you and feeling like everything's personal. You get out of what do you feel like doing today and into I am going to show up because somebody is there and they matter enough for me to show up. It's a total and complete game changer. And the coolest thing about it is that it makes this journey so much easier. You know, I thought about presenting all this information as like the easy way to success, but I didn't think any of us conscious entrepreneurs would resonate with that. Because we've been so programmed to think that easy means cheap and it means like you're cutting corners and that you're not bringing the whole thing to the table. But I'm here to bring a new paradigm to business. I'm here to pioneer the way and to link arms with any of you that feel called to journey with me to bring a new paradigm that moves out of this efforting space, that moves out of this sweat equity and hard work and grinding and doing whatever it takes and staying in the game long enough and that whole mentality of doing in order to get, and shift into a space of relaxing. Relaxing and allowing. And when you can relax, when you can relax into faith within yourself and that life is here to provide everything that you need and that you have all of that inside of you, that's why you have the desire. That's why you have the image that comes to your mind over what it is that you want to achieve. That is your future self giving you a preview of what's to come. It's not a wish. It's not a guess. It's not a fantasy. It's a truth. It's a reality. It's a reality that you haven't lived into yet because you haven't taken bold action towards it. It takes boldness to put yourself out there. But when you can do it in that heartfelt way, that service-minded way, in that faithful way, knowing that even if this one action of boldness doesn't bring what it is that I want in a direct way, it is activating. It is sending the vibration out into the world. It is signaling to life, I am ready to receive. And when you take everything that comes your way as evidence that you are on your path, everything changes. You can shift into a place of allowing in your business and allowing in your life. You can open yourself up to receiving. You can take off that time frame that we talked about, that I spoke about earlier on this call. You can remove that time frame. Just take up that time frame, throw it out the window. Just let it go because it's an illusion. It's a construct of your mind trying to figure out when things are going to happen. But when you can allow yourself to just release that time frame, knowing that that end vision that pops into your mind every day, that desire that is eating at your stomach because you're not living it out, and you know that it's a possibility, when you can just trust that that desire for more is your intuition's way of whispering sweet, loving things into your ear of, we are going to have that, one day we're going to be that. That's the only reason your inner self gets anxious is because it knows the ending. And just like that kid that's excited to go on that car trip to that fun-filled place, just wants to know, why aren't we there yet? Why aren't we there? Why aren't we there yet? When you can take that time frame and you can quiet that inner child and you can say, oh, baby, we are on our way. We are on our way. Hey, let's go over here and do this fun thing to reach out and to signal to life that we are ready. Let's take this action. Let's make this phone call. Let's sit down together, me and you, heart. Let's sit down together. Who should we reach out to today? Not mind, let's sit down and think about this. Come on, mind, who has the money, who can afford this? Who will actually take the time to look at the information? But heart, who is it that comes to your mind? And trust that the reason they came to your mind is because right now in their life, they are saying to themselves, I just need something to change. I just need someone to show me a different way. They are crying out for you, but they don't know that you are the one who holds the answer. If they knew it, they would be knocking down your door. You know it, and your heart knows it. And the way that you know it is that that image will float to the surface of your mind of who that person is. Not who you think can afford it, not who you think is ready for it, but just who is next to be served. And when you can be bold enough to take action on that inner prompting, when you can be bold enough to just reach out and pick up the phone or pull up an email and just say, hey, can I be totally honest with you? I was just sitting here quietly with myself, and your image came to my mind. And I just had to reach out to you, and I am so curious to know, what is it that you really would like to have experienced in your life? You don't even have to go there on the first reach out. You can just say, I was wondering, can we get together for coffee? Can we catch up? Can we chat on the phone for 5 minutes when you have the time? There's something that just came to my mind. I want to run it past you. And then you get on the phone and you say, you know what? I have just really been into creating what I want to create in my life. And it got me thinking, what things do the people that I care about most what do other people want to create in their life? And I was just sitting here and it popped in my head and I just thought, I really don't know. If you could change anything in your life right now, what would it be? Open that conversation with people. Everybody loves talking about themselves and what they want in life. And you know what? A lot of people are so caught up in the doings of life and the autopilot of life that they don't even stop to think, what is it that I really want? Just by opening that conversation, by holding the space for someone to explore their own heart from within, you are doing a service for that person like you just can't even know until you get into having these conversations. And then allow that conversation to naturally be guided. Well, what's been going on in your life now? If that's how you'd like for it to be, what's been going on now? And let me just ask you, you know, what do you really feel like holding you back? I'm committed to helping people get connected with what they need to overcome their challenges. And I want to know, what would that game changer be for you? What do you feel like if you could just have removed would make you unstoppable moving towards that life that you just told me that you wanted? And then if it's a good fit, you're going to know it. They're going to know it. It's a natural thing that happens. It's an amazing process. Just hearing everybody shares on how they want to help people, who their ideal person is, you open up that conversation and say, hey, I have just gotten really clear. I'm super passionate about helping women that are just like you. Can you give me 5 minutes of your time, 15 minutes of your time, so I can find out a little bit more about what it is that you really want in life? Because I just feel, I know on a deep level that if you desire in your life, other people are desiring it too. You can help me help them. You know what? That's one of the biggest hits that I got on any email that I sent out, the biggest number of open, was one that says, can you help me help others? People love to help others. We love it. It's what we came here to do. It's why we came into this human experience, to help others. But we can only help others if we help ourselves first. And moving ourselves to the top of that priority list, learning how to relax and trust ourselves and trust life, removing that time frame of how everything should unfold and when, and just know that it's going to unfold. I remember one of my mentors saying this to me years back, and it's more true now than ever before, but if you knew without a doubt, if you knew with absolute certainty that 2 years from now, heck, even 5 years from now, if you knew with absolute certainty that you are going to have that image in your mind that makes your heart sing right now, if you knew with absolute certainty that you would have that, would it matter how many times you have to miss the mark before you get it right? Would it matter how many people you have to talk to and how many people would say no to you before you got to that point? Would that matter? Would you be willing to go through it all if you knew with certainty, without a doubt, with an absolute knowingness that you were guaranteed to live into that vision? If your answer is yes, then why not do it now? You have lived decades on this planet believing something different, believing that if you work hard enough, you can get to it. What if you practice? What if you dared to experiment with another way of looking at life? And what if you took every action, not if this leads to success, but this is going to lead to success? And what if you took every move knowing that no matter what result you got in the immediate, it just puts you one step closer? If you knew this with certainty, and if you're bold enough to experiment with it, I guarantee you your whole life will change. It will change because you cannot create something that you insist you don't have. And if you keep moving forward saying that you're not there yet, the chances of you getting there are very, very slim, and it's going to take a lot longer. I mean, if we could just completely surrender and allow and move on every prompting that we have inside of us, I know that one of the things that was shared in the group was one of our members, Joanne Schaub, she had a vision that came to her mind on the day that I was talking about follow through and creating that clearing on day two. She just had an image in her mind. I'm ready to clear out my dining room. She's just moved into a lovely new home. They have some boxes and stuff that just kind of got stacked in the dining room. They didn't have a dining room set. No big deal, right? But they've been there for a couple of months now, and she just had that vision come to her mind. I'm going to clean out this space. That was Tuesday. On Thursday, they brought home an exact dining room set that they had wanted for a fraction of the price as if they went out there to buy it new. Now, I can't prove to you that had she not cleared that out and hopped on Craigslist at that exact timing, that things would have worked out any differently. I can't prove that to you. But I also can't prove to you that her not taking that action didn't create the space for that to come in. What if every single image that comes to your mind, every single nudge of, that's one thing I could do in my business. That's one thing that I could say. That's one thing that I can incorporate. What if that's one person that I could call, one person I could reach out to? What if you started to be bold enough to follow every single inner prompting that you have, not as a means in order to get to an end, but as a just a pure childlike curiosity of what will happen if I explore this? What will happen if I move towards this? I can imagine you developing an immense level of self-trust, an amazing partnership with your inner self, cultivating an inner knowing like you have never experienced before. And I can also see how you not doing this is causing a separation within yourself and keeping you further away from connecting to your inner self, your inner wisdom, your inner guidance. So my invitation to you, as you move forward past this challenge, keep incorporating these principles into your life. Allow them to integrate. Be patient with yourself and free yourself of that timeline of how long it should take. Allow it to take however long it's going to take. And know that the more that you trust, the more that you surrender, the more that you open yourself to receiving, the more that you look at how things are leading you towards instead of away or in the wrong direction, the quicker, more instantaneous that feeling of success will come over you. And the visible effects of that success will show themselves. I talked about being in the place that I experienced my life to be. I've been talking about this for years, and specifically for the last year. I said, I've changed my business. I'm attracting new people. I have a new level of services. I have a new level of showing up that I bring to my life, and life is good. A year later, that is actually my living reality. I'm living everything that I said that I would. And I really believe that had I not said it out loud, had I not moved forward knowing that that was the inevitable, I don't know that I'd be sitting here on this call with you today. Now, all of that was what was on my heart to share with you. So thank you for being here. I hope that you found really great value in all of it. I really wanted to bring home that concept that that self-love is the absolute indicator on if you will follow through or not. That follow through is the absolute make or break thing that builds or destroys your self-trust. That self-trust is the gateway to allow the clarity that is needed to have the confidence to take action. You follow this formula, or any time that you find yourself stuck along the way, you can just reverse engineer action, get back to that point. Okay, I'm not taking action, I must not be confident. If I'm not confident, where am I not clear? If I'm not clear, where am I not trusting myself? If I'm not trusting myself, where can I follow through? If I'm not following through, how can I love myself more? You follow that formula, I guarantee you, you are destined for success. And I brought somebody on the line today that I would love to introduce you. And actually, I just mentioned her. Hopefully, she is still on the line. So I am actually going to unmute all the lines. Let me hop back on here and unmute all the lines. So if you are on the line and you're not speaking, I'm just going to ask you to either mute your line on your end or, you know, just kind of keep the noise background to a minimum so that we can hear everyone clearly. Unmute the lines now. And Joanne, if you are on the line, I would love for you to just share with everyone what your experience has been. I know that you have been on a personal development and business journey for a number of years, and I would love for you to just share for just a couple of moments what has been the difference as you have started to really anchor into a deeper level of connecting with yourself, and what has been your experience going from being on this self-guided, gathering information journey into working with somebody who can really guide that journey and help you to integrate it. What's been the difference for you? Are you there?
Yes, I am here. And, I'm just sitting here, you know, wanting to really speak in a way that just expresses my transformation. I mean, in the last 2 months, I've been working with Chrissy now for, I think, about 2 months of one-on-one coaching. And In the last 2 months, I have gained more confidence. And this year, I declared my word was going to be confidence. This year, I was just going to nail confidence. And that is, you know, what life has allowed me to experience through connecting with Chrissy and coaching with her. You know, every couple of weeks, we're on a call together. And we're really focusing on what is going on inside of me that's really not opening myself up to receiving all that life is calling to me. And I don't know about all of you who were on this challenge this week, but this challenge made such a difference for me. I listened to Chrissy's challenge calls or videos several times, and I would just play them, you know, as I was doing dishes or as I was doing things. So really let them sink in, because let me tell you this. I am actually one of Chrissy's friends. And I have seen her live these principles. They are second nature to her. And I believe that they can be second nature for me and you. I mean, get that. Second nature to talk and make an impact like Chrissy. I mean, all of us have been moved by this. And I just want everyone to just realize that we have that same, you know, gift to give people in a different way than Chrissy does. But we all have our gifts, and I've just seen her make this her second nature. I mean, this is who she is. She is walking her talk, and I don't know if I can go on and be your cheerleader anymore, but I just want all of you to know how impactful it has been to be supported by her. So thank you for allowing me to share.
Well, thank you, Joanne, for being here and for sharing, for sure. And I'm just going to ask you one more question. Like, what's the biggest difference between you taking it, like, coming across these concepts yourself and kind of, like, being left to yourself to integrate them? What do you feel is the biggest difference in having that one-on-one support that I have been able to provide for you?
Yes. Well, you know, I have been in the personal development field since I was probably 20, and I'm 41 right now, and having a coach really allows me not to hide. It puts my ass in the line. It holds me to the fire. It holds me to my vision. It holds me to my highest vision of myself. I mean, it just brings me out of my shell and allows me to start giving my gifts, even if I will say that, you know, I wish that on after call one with you, I would have been like, whoa, I'm on fire. But I still was a little bit like, okay, like I'm going to let myself out a little bit. So I think, you know, really having, you know, these, you know, if you have a 6-month coaching program and a, you know, whatever you have, it's just, I think some people like me need time and need encouragement and need support. And that's made a huge difference. I mean, I already have amazing results from it, but I know that by the end of our coaching together, it's going to be like, what? I feel like a different person already. So I hope that answers that question.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really love that, because it's sometimes hard to put into words. What is the difference? I mean, I work with a coach as well, and that's where I saw the biggest game changer for me was having that accountability, having somebody who has just walked the path and can say, okay, here's some guidelines to follow. Now pour yourself into these instead of, you know, you have to replicate this exact thing. And I think one of the biggest changes for me really was stretching myself and taking that leap of faith to make an investment in myself. That was huge for me, because I realized if I'm going to be asking people to invest in working with me, why would I not be investing in what I know is going to lead me to the results that just like what I'm asking people to invest to work with me? I know I'm going to lead them to results, and if I want them to invest in themselves, why am I not doing that for myself? And when I started to do that, bam, everything shifted, and I allowed myself to receive the return on that investment. It's a one-time investment that pays me back every single day of my life, and I love that you have been experiencing the same thing, and I really, really love that I have had the honor to witness the shift, because it's amazing being around you and seeing you light up and come alive and to see all of your potential that you just ooze with, and it just so naturally is there, but to see you believe in it, to see you turn it on, to see you activate it, and to see you step out because your light is so amazing and the world is so in need of it. And that's how we all are. We didn't come here by accident. We are here for a specific reason and a specific purpose. And we are here to live that out, and not just for ourselves, but because the world needs us. The world needs us. You were called into fruition because you have a need to be filled that only you can do in your own perfect way. So I don't care if you're saying the same things as other people. I don't care if you've got, you know, a message that's similar to someone else, or if there's 50,000 million people that are out there doing the same work as you. You are the only one who can do your work from your experience and to deliver it the way that you do it. And often we think like that's the thing that's a setback for us because we're not more like other people, but that's really the thing that when you embrace will set you free. And when you really get into this work, you'll realize the only thing that's holding you back, the only thing that is making your life feel like a prison is you. You've created these bars. You've created these walls around you, and you are the one who can open that door. You can just push on it and realize it's not locked. It's not shut. In fact, it's been there open the whole time, but you are the one who has to go and push that door open and allow yourself to be free. So thank you, Joanne, for sharing that. I really wanted everybody to get a little taste of what's the difference. What's the difference between just taking this information on and going on in your life? What's the difference in integrating, and what's the difference in having somebody who can really guide you and help you to understand this is how you unlock your heart, not just how you take the concept and see what happens. So I know that we're coming up to an hour now, and I wanted to have some space for any questions to be answered. And then I also wanted to get to the winners and then wrap us up with a nice little group healing meditation to end everything up. So now I guess I will just open it up if anybody has any questions, anything about the challenge, anything that they are taking away from it. I would love for us to do some celebrations on any breakthroughs, and also if there's any questions, any other way that I can be of service before we wrap up this experience. And all the lines are open, so if you're feeling called to ask a question, just speak up. Okay, I'm going to leave the lines open, so if anything comes to mind, then do you just speak up and interrupt me. I am fine with that. And there is one more thing that I wanted to share before I get to the winners. And what I wanted to share with you is that I have been so inspired. I feel like I'm going to cry right now. I have been so inspired by watching everyone really embrace this challenge and really take on the messages in my heart to give to the world and to be so impacted by it. And I was so inspired that I have been moved to create a group program, and a group program that is based on and rooted in the same principles that we have started to integrate through this challenge. And it's going to be like the challenge, like on a whole nother level. We are going to go in depth into each of these concepts. We are going to spend time really getting to the heart of what each of these concepts mean. We're going to spend 5 telegathering sessions together, and over that time, we are going to really step into a whole new level of confidence, of self-trust and knowingness. We are going to step out of fear around what other people are going to think about us, fear of sounding salesy, the fear of, do I really have what it takes? We're going to overcome all of these fears of recreating the past, of repeating past cycles. We're going to get ourselves really rooted into an unshakable level of confidence. And I'm not just talking about confidence in yourself. I'm talking about confidence in your services, your ability to assist others in a powerful way, and the confidence to be able to offer your services in a way that makes you feel amazing. Amazing. It doesn't just make you feel amazing, but makes the person on the receiving end, on the other end, feel amazing. And actually, we're going to have a level of confidence that allows the people on the other side to ask us about our offering without even us having to say, can I share that with you? I mean, we're still going to say that because we're permission-based people, but it's going to be a level of confidence that attracts people. I mean, just think about that. Somebody who is confident is attractive. And I'm not just talking about, like, physically to look at, although they usually have another level of attractive, like, physical attractiveness. Like, what is it about them? I just want to be around them. But they have a physical attractiveness, their ability to pull people to them, and it all comes to the level of confidence. It's really such a powerful thing, and I'm so excited to dive deep into this group program. And I'm really going to pour everything that I have into each of these sessions. I mean, I have never delivered work like this with such clarity, with such confidence myself, really embodying everything that I bring to the table. But this is going to be like me just literally pouring myself through the foam in everything that I have. You're going to have access to everything that I bring to people with that one-on-one experience, but we're going to continue the group experience instead, and you're going to have all that support. So you're going to be able to tap into and unleash the resources that you have within you and those that are around you, and the most beautiful part about this group program is that it's going to allow you to finally master follow-through and end the cycle of self-sabotage and be able to establish that repeatable process for success. You're going to create your own organic structure and flow that will allow you to have such an unshakable foundation for anything that you want to create moving forward, anything that you want to create moving forward. So what's this going to look like logistically is that we're going to kick everything off on September 13th. I love that. That happens to be 1 month exactly from today. I wanted to wait until after the Labor Day holiday. I wanted to take away all excuses of being wrapped up with the kids and family vacations and all that. Kids should be back in school. This is going to be structured where you can dive into the information, have the time to integrate it, have the extra support that's needed, one-on-one contact with me via email, as well as me facilitating a couple of live Q&A calls. So there's not going to be any point, just like whenever you work one-on-one with me, there's not going to be any point, excuse me, where you are waiting for me to allow you to make the next move. You can take this, you can integrate it, you can implement it. I'm going to set up a separate VIP group so that we can come together as a group, have a place to post questions, answer questions, practice what it is that you're creating, get people's feedback. It's going to be a very small, very intimate group. I'm limiting this to 10 people, which actually that just came to me right now as I was saying it. I'm limiting this to 10 people because I want this to be a small, close-knit group. I want this to be an intimate environment, and I want us to get down and dirty with each other in a very beautiful way to really facilitate and help to integrate this into each and every single person who participates in their life. So I'm going to limit this to just 10 people. And I'm going to open it up today to you as the very first offering. And I have a really special offer for you if you do feel called to take that next step. If you have been playing full out in this challenge, if you have been feeling those effects, if you're ready to take it to the next level, if you're sitting there like, yes, Chrissy, this is exactly what I've been waiting for. If you have been one of the ones that have been stopped or feeling stuck in your mission because you're not profit-driven and you won't do whatever it takes and you're waiting to get yourself fully in alignment, so that you can allow what it is that is waiting and trying so desperately to get into your life to actually come into full fruition, this is the program for you. We're going to be going over mindset, prosperity consciousness. We're going to build that foundation for an unshakable confidence in living your value out loud. We're going to go through a whole section of attracting your ideal client. You're going to be able to develop a powerful and attractive marketing message that allows your ideal client to self-select to work with you. I mean, how often is that? All you do is put out your message, and then people say, wait a second, that's me. I want to know more. It's so powerful, and it's so different than mastering internet marketing or all those other things. You know, the reason that those things work for some people and not for others, part of it is how they structure the ad. Part of it is the energy that they put behind it. We're going to tap into that energy so it doesn't take a lot of efforting, and you don't have to get everything perfect. You probably saw in my video throughout this week, I did not create one single perfect video. There was always interruptions. There was background noise. I was squinting into the sun more than I cared to see myself played back. But I didn't say, I've got to do this again. I said that was perfect because I love being an example of imperfect action for you. It taught me what things I need to have in place for the next time that I want to take it to the next level. It was such a great, powerful experience. So you're going to be able to do that same thing. Relax into a new level of who you are. Connect with yourself like never before. We're going to work together to craft your offer. You're going to learn step by step how to package your packages together, who it is that those packages are for, and how you can maximize those to really show the value of you, show the value of your services, show the value of your clients in a way that, again, it makes you feel proud and excited to share with others, and it makes other people feel great even hearing about them. I mean, think about that versus the old classic sales pitch and how horrible that is. Even my dearest friends will hit me up and say, hey, I've got an opportunity for you, and I cringe because they didn't stop and say, hey, Chrissy, I want to connect to find out what's going on in your life. And then they didn't take that and tie it back to the opportunities that they had. They just said, here, try this out. What do you think about this? I don't like that. I don't think anybody likes that. We're going to do it in a whole different way. And all of this is going to lead to being able to step into an authentic level of sales that feels great. So we're going to do authentic sales that feel great. And we're going to master the process of guiding and supporting your potential clients to saying yes. Again, not saying yes to you, but yes, they're going to say yes to you, but getting them connected and being able to say yes to themselves. There is nothing that feels better and more empowering and gets somebody more committed than that. And again, I'm going to have a couple bonus Q&A calls that are going to be there to support you. You'll have access to me via email. I'm also going to throw in a guided meditation. It's going to be similar to the one that we do today, but it's going to be specifically made for the individuals that are on that call. This one's for the individuals that are on this call and going to be tapping into the replay. That one's going to be specifically for the individuals that are on that call. So extremely amazing gift that's going to be added into it. And I'm also going to add some extra audio training. One in particular that I know for sure is going to be one on prosperity and opening yourself up to receiving. We're going to do some one-on-one work with that, or we're going to do some group work with that in one of our telegatherings, but we're going to take it just to another level where you have the audio to really tap into. This is going to shift your perspectives around how you feel when it comes to debt, owing debt, changing how you feel about receiving bills in the mail. This is going to shift your entire relationship with money and your ability to receive. It's going to be so super powerful, and I'm so excited to bring it all together. And I'm going to tell you, when I bring this to everyone, it is going to have the investment point of $1,997. But for you guys today, I really trust my heart in this. I wanted to give you an amazing incentive to be able to say yes now if it calls to you. And I'm going to open the door to this at an introductory price to this group at $997. So 3 months of support, everything that I just covered for only $997. And if you need to, if you want up front, it's just $997. If you need to do an installment plan, we can just do a deposit of $187 and then 5 monthly payments or 5 monthly installments of $187. So there's no excuse. This is extremely affordable. This is value packed. There is no way that I could ever put a price tag on the value of what it is that I'm bringing to this group. And I'm telling you, I'm going to pour it onto you like never before. So I highly recommend that if this is sounding attractive to you, you can go to my website. You can find out more information. I will post stuff into the Consciouspreneur Club. But you can go to holisticrestoration.com, go to start here, and then you will see allow your success now. That's what this program is, allow your success now. So if you're ready to receive like never before and this is calling to you, go ahead, hop on the website. I've got a button that you can click. You can pay in full or you can do the installment plan. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to see you in that group. I want committed players, and I am so looking forward to guiding you on this journey. I've never been more excited about a program, and I've never been more ready to deliver on a program than this one. So, again, some real magic is going to happen. I encourage you to check it out and share this with others. Find someone to partner with. And, ooh, now that I say that, maybe I should have an offer where you can get started for $997. You find a partner, they can get started for $497. You two can partner up, split the cost, whatever you want to do. I'm going to put that out there. And then if they want to do the group or the installment plan, then let's just cut that in half. So instead of one of you pays $187 and the other one pays $97. So if you want to take advantage of that, then hit me up. We can do a 2-for-1 special, and I'll do a special payment arrangement for that. So you won't see that on my website. So aren't you glad that you're on this call and listening to the replay? Because you might not know about that. So I wanted to put that out there. Thank you guys for listening to that. I'm really excited to share it with you. And, again, if there's any questions about the program or about anything about the challenge, you can ask them now. And then we'll transition into who the winners are for the prizes from the challenge, and then we'll dive into our group healing meditation. Has this been helpful? Has anybody learned anything? Has this been good and value-packed for you? I'm getting a bunch of nodding heads. And hopefully
yes,
I
just wanted to, and I've been muting myself, but yes, all of this has been amazing, and I'm excited that there's a replay because I want to listen to it again, so it's been great.
Yay. I agree. This has been super helpful, Chrissy, and it just makes me more clear on my own vision for myself.
Yay. I love it. Thank you, ladies, for being here. Okay, well then without any further ado, I am so excited to announce the winners for the prizes. So I am going to go, I'm just going to go from the top to the bottom. No higher or lower intended here, but I'm just going to start with the grand prize and then go down to third place. And I am super excited. And first of all, I'm super excited for all the engagement. I had such a fun time tracking all of these comments and posts, and I literally gave extra bonus points if you did a video. So kudos to everybody who were really fearless and brave and put it out there. Those videos, they really paid off, and I'm excited to announce it for the grand prize, which is 1 month coaching intensive with me. This is a one-on-one for 4 sessions in a month. This is going to be totally just take it to the next level type training. The winner for this is, I wish I could do a drum roll, but I can't, it's Tara. Tara, okay, you are the winner of the
Yay! Woo! Tara!
Yes. I am so excited, girl. The way that you are putting it out there, I just know we are going to do some amazing work. So go ahead and be thinking about what's that one area that you really just want to turn around, because we're going to flip it completely around in this 1 month intensive.
Okay.
So I'll be reaching out to you so that we can get that set up. And in full disclosure, I am heading out of town for a 3-day solo retreat by myself in the woods for 3 days right after I hang up this call. So it's going to be Tuesday at the latest that I reach out to everybody.
Perfect.
So if you haven't heard from me, you can reach out to me or just know that that's coming. But I've got you on my site. Okay, so
can I interrupt for a second or no?
Yes.
I just
want to say, absolutely.
Like, I've been, you know, I'm in a lot of different groups. I'm in, like, Freedom Hackers and all of that. And every so often you see people, you know, promoting their group, and I'll pop into their group. And it's like, all right, this is okay. I'm getting a little value. But when we had that phone call, I just felt like we had a connection and you, like, got me. And I really look forward to seeing what we can do together.
I love that you said that, and I totally agree. I love how the point system, like, worked out to where I can tell the ones who really put it out there are the ones that are really ready for this, and I know that we are going to do some really powerful work together, and I really trust how this all worked out, so I'm very, very excited about this. Yay! Okay, so what is super cool about the first place prize, which is a spot in my group program? I actually had a tie between 2 people. And because so many people showed up and really participated, I just decided, you know what? Shoot, I'm going to give away 2 spots. I'm so excited about this group program. So we actually have 2 winners that are going to take that place. And one of them is going to go to Monica Barton. I don't know if she is on the line, but Monica, I will be reaching out to you. I'm so excited. You really stepped it up. You did not allow the fact that you came to the game late to slow you down. And you didn't just, like, show up and make a post. Like, you dove into live videos, and that's just really amazing. And I can really tell that you're ready. I know that you have a little bit of a transition that's going on, but I think that this group program is really going to set you up for success. And the other spot goes to Miss Joanne Schaub. I'm so excited,
Aww.
Joanne, that you are going to be in this group. You, girlfriend. Now, I should have made, like, an extra prize, and this is probably why I decided to go with the tie. I should have made an extra, like, cheerleader prize because, Joanne, you showed up and supported others like nobody else. And it was just so beautiful to see your encouragement and your support not only being poured onto yourself but onto others in the group. So that was really super inspiring, and I'm very excited to have both of you ladies in the group program. Yay! Okay,
Yay.
And then the second... Yay! The second place prize, this is your choice of either Living from the Heart or Living Your Vision Board virtual workshop series, my e-courses that I have. These are available, and I believe I have them for a special right now at $497. They usually go for $997. And that also shows you the really good value of my group program, because usually in order to work with me in this capacity for 3 months' time, it's a much bigger investment than the $997 introductory price that I have going. $997 is usually what I charge for my e-courses. And that's like just a recording from me and all the support. I mean, really great information, great content, but you don't get that same in-depth community kind of support. So just so you know, that's a really, really great value that I've priced at the group program. But for the virtual workshop series, Living from the Heart or Living Your Vision Board, that's going to go to Rick Mills. And Ricky, I am so excited to pass this along to you, brother. I love the way that you showed up, you followed through, you put those videos together, you put it out there, and man, just knowing the adversity that you've been through in your past, to see you prevail and see you rise above, and not just rise above, but being so committed to taking others with you, oh my gosh, I am so excited that you're in this group, that you participated in this challenge, and I can't wait for you to receive this workshop series. And then for third place, this is one of my distant healing sessions. This is going to go all the way down to Mexico City to Ms. Tan Ramad, and I'm going to reach out to you, Tan, so we can get that set up. I know you do some awesome work, so I look forward to connecting with you, learning more about your work, and also helping to facilitate a personalized distant healing session to help you clear out any limiting beliefs, any blocks that you have going on. And, yeah, so that's our big winners. Woo! Congratulations to everybody. And if you participated, even in the slightest bit, even with just one post, you are eligible for a Total Clarity Breakthrough session with me. So think about what area you would like to create some clarity in your life. And I'm also going to do a drawing from everybody who participated. And I guess I should have done that already, but I'm going to do a drawing from everybody who participated for a copy of my Keys to Now Unlocking the Present Moment audio training. So that will go out to another lucky winner, too. I'll announce that next week in the group. Wonderful. Okay, so we are at the very end. We've got about 15 minutes here. I really wanted to wrap this up by noon, so this timing is perfect. If you are still on the line or if you have been listening along, I invite you to find a place that you can settle and just be still for a moment. If you are in a place where you can lean back, close your eyes, you know, obviously you don't want to do this if you're listening to this driving down the road, but if you are in a place that you can relax, settle in, allow yourself to kind of slow your breathing down, close your eyes if possible if that calls to you, I'm going to relax back here with you. This is the best way I can transmit this to you. If you feel called to, just rest a hand on your heart. This is where my hands just automatically go whenever I lay back to receive. I like to hear that little soft thump. Or feel it, I guess, on the other side of my hand, just that gentle knocking of my inner self reminding me she's always there for me. And just start to relax and slow your breathing. Pay attention to that breath going in and out. And feel that little tap against your hand. Rest here with yourself. Connect with the spirit, the energy, the pulsing rhythm that is always softly knocking, reminding you that you are so much more than your daily activities, so much more than your emotions, so much more than your experiences, so much more than your bank account or any label that you self-identify as. Here in this connected space, this is where you let go of all the labels, let go of all the noise, let go of all the distractions and demands of life, and simply be the pulsing energy, be the gentle bump that you feel of your inner self. Whispering with each beat, I love you. I know you. I trust you. Just repeat each word with each beat and allow your soul to receive each word more deeply, more sincerely, more wholly with each beat. Take this at whatever pace feels comfortable for you. And I'll guide the words again. I love you. I know you. I trust you. I know you. I love you. I trust you. As our rhythm continues, begin to expand your attention from your heartbeat out throughout the rest of your body. Slowly expand the feeling of connectedness, the connectedness of your heart. Allow that connectedness to flow to your arms, down your torso, up into your neck, your shoulders, your scalp. Really feel the core of your body like a radiant ball of energy that's just pulsating and expanding. Expanding down into your legs, your feet. And listen to any areas that are asking for more love, more attention. What areas of your body are asking for more grace, for more support? In those areas, the mantra that we began with the heart, tell each of those areas that are crying out for your loving attention, simply whisper to them, I love you. I know you. I trust you. I know you. I love you. I trust you. The sensations that you're feeling is your intuition speaking to you. And you're connected to this with every beat of your heart. Allow yourself to receive the messages your physical, intelligent self is sending you. That's in a reply message of I love you, I know you, I trust you. Now allow yourself to tune into the silence. Whispering voice within. Be patient, kind, and loving like you would with a scared child. Patiently wait to hear her sweet voice. Listen to the desires that your inner self whispers. Listen to the wisdom they carry within you, that you carry within you. Listen, no matter what your inner self is saying, good or bad, confident or fearful, just listen and hear the way that you desire for others to listen and hear you. Connect to that inner self. Fully receive yourself, gently, lovingly, softly, as you would a scared child or a scared animal. I love you. I know you. I trust you. You are safe. I love you. I know you. I trust you. You are safe. Go ahead and repeat that as many times as your inner self needs to hear it right now. And as you bring yourself slowly, gently, lovingly, and patiently back to the present moment of this call, just remember your inner self is always waiting, always eager for you to receive their wisdom, guidance, support, and love. Just take that deep breath as you bring yourself back to the present. Allow the present moment to resurface. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank you for your willingness to come and play on this journey with me. Thank you for listening to the guidance of your own heart to say yes to taking on this challenge. Thank you for opening yourself up to receiving more and for allowing yourself to be more fully expressed in this world. Thank you for your fearlessness, your willingness to overcome your challenges, your willingness to step into a new level of confidence, to liberate yourself and to liberate others. You have my highest respect, and it is my highest honor to be your guide on this journey. And as we close this out, the one thing I want you to keep in your mind is that it all comes down to making a choice. And in every moment, you can choose to create a brand new life. Every moment, you can choose to create yourself into being whatever it is that your heart desires. In every moment, you have the choice to follow your inner nudgings and say yes to what you know will help to fuel you forward. And if anything that I have to offer really speaks to your heart, I really encourage you to listen to that. You will be so grateful that you did, and know that I will honor you and your heart as we explore what working together further would look like. And if that is not your calling right now, just know that I believe you are fully equipped and that your heart will lead you in the exact direction that you need to go. I would love for you to stay and continue to play, to contribute, to uplift, to inspire, to participate in my group, invite other inspired souls. I'm so glad that I've been able to fully express the intention that I have in this group and that all of you are so embodying exactly what I had intended for this group. And I couldn't be more filled to overflowing right now. And I'm so blessed and honored to have you all here to spill over onto. And if there's any other way that I can be of support, reach out to me. Thank you again for participating in this challenge. I'm going to leave this challenge up so newcomers that come to this group can take it on. The links are available in the file section. So as you meet with others that are really ready to receive and experience their success and begin to allowing it into their lives, share the group with them, share this challenge with them, share the group training that's kicking off next month, and share what you have to offer. Share your experience and how it has affected you. And I would love to hear any takeaways. Share them in the group. Encourage other people to hop on this call and give it a listen. And I thank you. I love you. I'm going to be thinking about all of you the next 3 days as I'm hanging out in the woods with myself and Mother Nature. And just thank you for being here. All right. I love all of you. Have a great day.